Three Spooky Ghost Ships. This is another part of our mini-series on ghost ships. Read on, if you dare.
The Octavius. The story of the Octavius remains one of the most famous of all ghost ship stories. In 1775, crew members on the whaling ship the Herald spotted the Octavius floating off the coast of Greenland. A search party was sent to board the mystery ship. To their horror, they discovered the frozen bodies of the crew and passengers, with the captain still sitting at his desk, midway through writing a log entry from 1762. This meant the Octavius had been adrift for 13 years. No one knows what the ship was doing there.
The Beechimo. The Beechimo was launched in the early 1920s. It was used to transport pelts and furs in northern Canada. In 1931, it became trapped in pack ice near Alaska. The crew were airlifted to safety, but the ship was left there. Months later, it broke free when the ice melted, but was so badly damaged that it was abandoned by the company that owned it. They assumed it wouldn't last the winter, but it did, and more. In fact, for the next 38 years, the ship remained adrift in the waters off Alaska. During that time, it was often seen floating near the frozen ice. It was boarded several times, but weather conditions always made salvaging it impossible. The Beechimo was last sighted in 1969, once again trapped in ice off Alaska. Although the ship is believed to have sunk, a number of expeditions have been launched to find it.
The Lady Lovibond. The Lady Lovibond set sail on the 13th of February, 1748. It was captained by Simon Peel, who'd recently got married. He decided to take his wife on board, something which the other crew members weren't happy about. Back then, it was considered bad luck to have a woman on a ship. To make matters worse, the first mate was in love with Peel's wife. During the trip, he became overwhelmed with jealousy and steered the boat onto the Goodwin Sands, a sandbar in the English Channel that's notorious for causing shipwrecks. The ship sank and everyone died. But since then, the ship has been sighted every 50 years. It was seen in 1798 by several different captains, then again in 1848 and in 1898. The Lady Lovibond was again seen in 1948, but there were no confirmed sightings in 1998. Will it return in 2048?